This is Classic Poetry Aloud, Occasional Miscellany number 3 on Sunday the 4th of November. Usually these miscellanies are a chance for some fun and a little bit of light poetry, but not this one, it's slightly heavier. This miscellany marks the beginning of Remembrance Week on Classic Poetry Aloud. This week, the readings will all be war poems and will build up to Sunday, November the 11th. This is Remembrance Sunday. In Britain, many people choose to remember those who died or have been maimed in war on this day. The tradition is to hold a 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's the time, 11 a.m, and the date, the 11th day of the 11th month, that the armistice was signed at the end of the First World War. This week, then, on Classic Poetry Aloud, we have 7 poems that take us from the first rumours of war and the awful evidence of past wars, through combat, to remembering the dead. The poems will be From Fears and Solitude by Coleridge, a very powerful polemic; The Man with the Wooden Leg, Catherine Mansfield, quite chilling short poem; Bull's Bluff by Herman Melville on Wednesday; and representing combat, we have A Speech from Henry V by William Shakespeare. And then we have 3 poems that you will recognise on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. On the Friday, The Soldier by Rupert Brooke; Saturday, Strange Meeting by Wilfred Owen; and on Sunday, we have some extracts from For the Fallen by Laurence Binyon. That's a famous poem that you will recognise one stanza of. And that will be followed on the podcast, slightly unusually. I'm going to leave 2 minutes of silence on the podcast, and if you wish, you may decide to take that time to quietly contemplate where the week's poems have brought you to. Whatever time of day you happen to be listening, wherever in the world you may be listening. So as I say, normally these miscellanies feature light poetry, and, well, on this one we have some poetry, but it's not light. There are 2 short poems, and between them a letter. You know Kipling's poem If. You might not know the history behind it. It was written in 1895 for Kipling's only son, John. And at the outbreak of the First War in 1914, Rudyard Kipling called in favours and pulled strings to land his son a place in the Irish Guards Regiment. Was the short-sighted author who'd spent so much time with soldiers in India somehow trying to live vicariously through his son? Who knows, and it's not ours to judge, but we do know that in September 1915, at Loos, on the Western Front, John Kipling was killed, just 6 weeks after his 18th birthday. The link to the Classic Poetry Aloud reading of If is on the notes for this podcast. Here, though, are 2 other poems which are taken from Kipling's Epitaphs of the Great War, compiled after the carnage had finished. And between the 2 poems, we have some prose. A letter. A letter written home from the front by John Kipling. It is his last letter, the one he wrote just before the Battle of Loos. The first poem from Epitaphs of the Great War. A Dead Statesman. I could not dig, I dared not rob, therefore I lied to please the mob. Now all my lies are proved untrue, and I must face the men I slew. What tale will serve me here among mine angry and defrauded young? The letter. Dear F, just a hurried line as we start off tonight. The front line trenches are 9 miles off from here, so it won't be a very long march. This is the great effort to break through and end the war. The guns have been going deafeningly all day without a single stop. We have to push through at all costs, so we won't have much time in the trenches, which is great luck. Funny to think one will be in the thick of it tomorrow. One's first experience of shellfire, not in the trenches, but in the open. This is one of the advantages of a flying division. You have to keep moving. We marched 18 miles last night in the pouring wet. It came down in sheets steadily. They are staking a tremendous lot on this great advancing movement, as if it succeeds, the war won't go on for long. You have no idea what enormous issues depend on the next few days. this will be my last letter, most likely for some time, as we won't get any time for writing this next week, but I will try and send field postcards. Well, so long, old dears. Dear love, John. Our final poem, compiled by Kipling after the war in his book of epitaphs. If any question why we died, tell them, because our fathers lied.